This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going to be Celtics versus Thunder. Preview of the NBA Finals, and helping us preview it right now. Wow. Joining us is Megan Ottolini, insider, WEEI.com, and Celtics insider. Mego, are you excited for tonight?
I'm so excited. Although you already saying that this is going to be the finals? You're just penciling that in.
I'm not the only one. A lot of people have been saying that.
It's
people
a
have
high
said.
Likelihood, but we don't know. I thought that OKC would maybe be in the finals last year, and then you get the Mavs. So the West is crazy. The West could totally cannibalize each other.
I actually do believe that, even though they're sort of running away with the West. There are teams in the West, L.A., even Golden State post-Jimmy Butler trade is an interesting team. I don't know if they can make the full run. And then you just look at Jokic and say, he can go to the finals any given year. I watched the other night, randomly, suddenly I'm doing a daily radio show. I'm watching NBA TV.
You're watching non-Celtics games
very
on
weird.
Sundays at 1?
Very
How
weird.
About that?
Yeah, it's very weird. But you had the back-to-backs, and you have Jamal Murray and Jokic go for 30-30. Like, we get all giddy when it's Brown and Tatum 30-30. There's other teams that can do
How
that
How about when it's Peyton Derrick 40-40?
We also do get very giddy about that. So, but tonight's game, first of all, Terp predicted that maybe we will see Porzingis tonight. Are you as optimistic on that?
I am not.
That took a turn.
I really hope Terp's right, because I would love to see Porzingis, but it would be great to see him, because I do think it is a very possible finals preview. Mm. And so you want to see how he matches up if they roll out their double big lineup that has been giving them a lot of success, the OKC that is. But I think that you're already losing a little bit of what could be, because they don't have Jalen Williams playing.
Yep.
So it's not going to be an exact matchup anyway. And you got to be careful with Porzingis. Who knows what kind of illness he has right now, trying to rehydrate himself and get himself back out there.
What's he going to get injured hydrating?
He's going to eat. You know what?
You
don't want to send a dehydrated guy out there to pull something.
You can drink too much water. Every once in a while, there's one of those little scandals at like a fraternity where they made the kid drink 10 gallons of water.
That sounds like a 1980s or 1990s radio prank.
Is this a Tufts thing?
Sadly, someone
probably.
Is this something we need to explore from the NESCAC?
The gallon of milk challenge. Okay, I hear you about the Thunder last year. However, I do think they're legit. I kind of do think that. Well, actually, I'm not entirely sold, because I feel like Denver is still going to be heard from.
I think Denver, Lakers, and OKC are all very much in it. And so I'm just very happy, you know, if you're a Celtics fan, that you're in the East and you really just had to think about Cleveland.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, like, as a follow-up, like, is this a Celtics-Cleveland and the rest of the way?
Yes.
East.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. I think it's safe to say that, because the only other team that I would look a little bit sideways at would be the Knicks, and you have just made them your doormat all season.
So. Mego, this has been a stretch that we've talked about here as sort of the four games, Cleveland, the Nuggets, the Lakers, and now the Thunder as like not season-defining, but kind of will affect how you feel as you roll toward the postseason. How do you feel like they've handled these? Because you had the weird one against Cleveland, which is one of my favorite Celtics games in recent years in terms of entertainment value.
I was going to say, why? What do you mean?
Because it was awesome. It was like watching a Rocky Celtics fight or something. They were slugging it out back and forth, the hot start, the blown lead, the whole thing. But in totality, not knowing what happens tonight, how do you think they've sort of handled this test of their mettle late in the season against foes?
I think tonight is the biggest test in one way. Saturday was a huge test because it was probably the biggest stage of the NBA other than the Golden State Lakers game on Christmas Day. And it's just hard to compete with Christmas Day in the NBA in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Unless and you're the NFL.
I wondered at the beginning of that. I was like, is this moment going to feel kind of big for Jason Tatum, where he has not always been at his best through deep runs in the playoffs?
Yep.
And they exploded in the second half, and particularly in the third quarter. And so I think tonight will define a lot of how they feel coming out of this run. Like, I don't want to take anything away from the performances that they've put up and how strong they've been through the stretch, because it is notable. But a lot of it hinges on tonight. Mm-hmm.
Well, guess metrically, this team's it's by far the best team, like from a metric standpoint, as far as they're the best defense. And then you see what they're doing on offense. It's they force more turnovers. They don't turn the ball over. They're the lead league in fewest turnovers. There's just so many impressive things about this team. So this game tells you more about where the Celtics are than that Lakers game.
Absolutely. I think with it's an interesting matchup because OKC has they have the best defended field goal percentage in the entire league, which just means that they're the best on shooters. And you are a team that sometimes lives and dies by the three-point line. Mm-hmm. So that matchup is just super intriguing. You're right, Ted, like the active hands that OKC has, they have the most steals in the league. And they have SGA. And I think all of us on the East Coast during the regular season, we're just not watching a ton of SGA. Everybody hears about how great he is. Everybody hears about like how much stronger of a case he has for MVP than Tatum. But I think it's like a chance for people to get a look at, okay, mm-hmm. how much for real this guy is.
Well, part of it is his game is so exciting because he can turn the corner. He gets to the rim more effectively and more efficiently than anybody in the league. He's got the pull up and pop. His mid-range game is excellent. 90% free throw shooter. And he's a good three-point shooter. So there really isn't a weakness in his game.
And he doesn't stop. That's the most annoying thing.
His energy
thing.
Is
That's the most annoying yep. thing that I
Correct.
Think Celtics
Relentless.
Fans will... Yeah, exactly.
Kind
Relentless.
Kind of reminds me of like a... similarities to Ja Morant, but a better shooter, and also obviously a little more disciplined person.
Maybe a better social media.
Maybe
person.
A better social media, but better person
you
overall.
Mean basketball
as well.
Shooter.
Yeah, he's also dangerous, just not in the off the court man.
So Mego, oh go ahead.
No, I was just gonna add. What do you think about? You mentioned Jason Tatum and JB in that Lakers game, kind of you know. When the light were brightest, now they don't always kind of come
they
through.
They were awesome in that game.
How do you think they're playing this year? Just how about not even this year? Just in the last month, did the two of them together? How would you say they're playing together?
Fitzy, are you craving this pretzel? What's going
yes,
on?
Yes, it is so okay. cruel. By like, the way, there's this. Like, we're
it's
talking
like
to you.
Butter.
First of all, you're the queen of snacks at the station. We all know that, and I'm the biggest carbohydrate addict on planet Earth. And while you, me, Ted, and Andy are talking Celtics, Ken comes over and just ever so casually drops two of the largest Bavarian pretzels with cheese sauce, this whole thing of like flatbreads and hummus in front of me. And by the way, I'm starving. But,
so, but
no
to,
big deal.
To Ted, to answer your question, Tatum should finish top three for MVP. That's the kind of season that he's having. He's probably having his best and most consistent season that we've seen overall. Jaylen Brown went through some rough patches at the end of December and through January, and some of that had to deal with him, you know, being out of the lineup around New Year's with an injury and coming back. But
and the rotation was a little wonky at the start.
Yeah, they were trying out some stuff with, okay, like you play the entire first quarter, then you sit here, and he didn't love that. And so they've revamped it. I think they're both in a great spot going into the playoffs. I have no concerns with either one of them.
And he seems to... His shooting has still been a little bit of an issue, for whatever, the other night from three-point land, which was actually the issue. Let me go there instead. So you mentioned the big third quarter against the Lakers, positive. Last time they played OKC, the bad third quarter and second half yes. with historically bad numbers, 8 shots made, I think 19%. Was that a one-off? Because they had their whole lineup. They were healthy that night. Was that a one-off? Is that a matchup thing? How do you think that plays into maybe what we see tonight?
This is what scares me, is that this is your last chance to see this team before the playoffs. And if you see them in the playoffs, it's in the finals.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see with these two teams where, again, OKC has Jalen Williams, one of their big players, out. And they just played the Nuggets, which was their big game over the weekend. You just played the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Like, how much are you guys going to, both of you, use this game tonight to experiment? And how much are you going to use it as, hey, we really need to like figure out as much as possible about our possible matchups before the play?
And the Nuggets won on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. That was a big win for the Nuggets against the Thunder as well. See, I think it is such a great litmus test. And between the two, which team wants it more or which team needs it more? I think it's the Celtics, just to sort of cap off this run against the good teams and then go. And like then you can set cruise control or whatever the basketball equivalent will be for this final fifth of the season, Ted. Final 16 games, like Terp told us, 3 games against teams with winning records, 13 garbage games as well. Just like now you can comfortably enter into the just don't anybody get hurt, stay healthy for the playoffs phase of the season.
Well, that's I don't know. I feel like a team like OKC, they need to, for a young team, and part of the reason maybe they didn't get to the finals last is that they're just too young. They weren't ready. And a lot of times in the NBA, you can have young, talented teams. The Celtics, we could speak on that, is they just need more experience in the playoffs and get that kind of under their belt before they're really ready to take the next step. I feel like OKC is in that same position.
What do you guys think about the bidders that came out?
Oh, that's right. We got some
Celtics ownership.
We have some Celtics news. Mega bring to the fore.
Do tell.
Yeah, this is from Sportico. It was breaking just over the last hour. They have the 4 groups engaged in talks to buy the Celtics, according to Sportico. Do you want to hear that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
You want to put a guess out there first?
Fenway Sports Group.
Nope, not one of them.
Ted, anyone?
Bezos.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. That's all the guesses you get. PAGS.
Okay.
We all knew.
Yep.
Friedkin Group, which is AS Roma.
This Friedkin Group.
This Friedkin Group.
What is AS Roma? Roma?
The Italian soccer team.
Oh, okay. So they got money.
AS Roma.
Stan Middleton, Phillies.
Okay.
Not Jeffrey Lurie.
So the wrong
Philly owner. But that shocked me. That came from out of nowhere.
And STG co-founder Bill Chisholm.
Bill, good old Billy Chiz.
Those are 4 groups.
Okay.
STG, the Racer's Edge.
Not as exciting and sexy as some of the ones we've debated over the course of Lurie, Fenway Sports Group, some Bezos.
Yep.
But I'm sure they have plenty of money and could do great things.
So it's PAGS and, as far as I think all Celtics fans are
Well,
concerned.
It sounded like with Rob Hale on the morning show yesterday that a lot of these groups are going to be blank and.
Yeah.
$6 billion is a lot of money to come up with.
Well, yeah, now it's even the wealth funds from the Middle East or wealth funds from wherever all that.
But you can only get a small percentage from those groups.
Small.
Oh, wow. Okay.
10% of $6 billion still, you can call it small.
$600 million.
Seems like a lot of money to me.
$600 million is still kind of a lot of money considering the Patriots were purchased for half of that.
Mega, would you like to take a call? We've got some calls lining up.
Am I allowed to say no? Yes, let's take a call.
Well, Rick might be offended, but
okay.
Rick,
I'm scared.
Rick in Portsmouth says he has specifically a call for Mega. So, Rick, what do you got today?
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, thanks a lot, Andy. Mega, it's a pleasure to talk with you on the air.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, so I have a question. I'm wondering what you think the two biggest things will be for OKC to win tonight's game. You know, I'm thinking that they're going to put a lot of defensive pressure on the Celtics, and I also think they're going to take a lot of three-pointers. And with those two things, it's going to be really fun to watch this matchup tonight.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we mentioned before and that Ted brought up, the ability to get the Celtics out of their rhythm and force them into the old turnover Celtics that we all remember from the 2022 finals, that disruption from OKC is a very real thing. The other thing is the switching that they do on the perimeter and what they're able to do to your three-point shooters. If they get the Celtics away from their three-point game, we all have bemoaned at times the 58 three-point shots or whatever, 51 three-point shots.
It's not fun to watch. It's just not fun
to watch. But that's the way that the Celtics win.
Yeah,
like you can't bully them off the three-point line.
They're gonna have to maybe pivot and find another way because the OKC is the best at pick and roll defense. They get up in your shorts. They give you no space at the three-point line. And so what's the counter to that, right? I mean, you know, I mean, it's kind of been fun to see some of these games against these lesser teams. You see the Celtics experimenting a little bit. You know, Drew Holiday gets has a favorable matchup in the post. Dump it down to him, and he takes the guy one on one. Same thing with JB. You maybe find more isolation stuff inside, and so I'm curious how they handle the pressure and the 3-point defense from OKC. What's the counter to that from the Celtics?
Mega, what's your prediction? How do you
what's the column look like tomorrow on .com, Mega?
Well, that's two different things. I mean, is it the column or is it the prediction? If I had to guess what like it all together would be SGA shows his MVP caliber, but the Celtics are the better team overall. And that means the Celtics win.
Like a 4-6 point dub?
Yeah, that feels right. What's the line right now? I haven't checked any of the gambling sites. So
Just ask our addict.
Oh,
no,
yeah?
I'm not the addict.
Do you have a problem over there?
No, I have some props. I thought you were going to ask if you had some props over there. I would have answered yes to that. It's not loaded.
Take
right
Derek
now.
White for everything. That's always my prop.
I say I'm a big believer that the one theme that has developed of late is Tatum and Brown in these big games. I think they've gotten quite comfortable leading, scoring, like the Cavs game, the Lakers game. Like,
well,
that postseason idea that they still are the pillars. We can talk about depth and roster and bench. It's Tatum and Brown that
it feels like those two guys, the ego's been taken out of their game. I don't see as much of an arrogance in their game.
Money.
But whatever.
That's my theory.
Championship money. They've gotten their money and they've gotten their championship. So there's a calmness to their game. They're not trying to get theirs. And so they become overall better players and less selfish. And I think that it leads to a better overall team performance.
Yeah, I think the other guy who deserves a lot of recognition would be Al Horford.
Because
with Porzingis out with his strange viral illness over the last week, Al, like the way that they were targeting him in that Lakers game
was disrespectful.
It was, right. But he stood up to it.
Yeah, completely. And I think, you know, we're all like, oh, Al's 38, and we've been doing that for years, and I get it. But at the same time, to see him be able to still do that and be able to play at that level, go down at the other end and get the ball back and dunk when he said he wasn't going to dunk
anymore. Kick Luka in the face.
He said he's still here.
I'm sorry, it's really fun. I love it.
He's still here. That's right.
He had two flushes at the rim, and both times Lakers called timeouts.
Yeah.
Because they were like, really?
Like, this guy's dunking on us now?
This guy's dunking on us.
Nothing I love But I love a good Al dunk, but I love those Al flat-footed 27-foot threes. Like
those are great
even
too.
Do
man.
Anything, just but the old but man. Old man.
Watch Al after he dunks on, and they call a timeout. He's always got a little bit of a cat that ate the canary look.
Oh yeah,
like like go ahead. You guys didn't think I could do this.
Gave me a taste.
So he's got his compete level for his age. You know, just his whole buy-in. He's always been a believer in this team. You know, goes to OKC, comes back, still a believer, even though. You know, he had to go over, take a stop over there in OKC. It feels like he's always bought into this team and what they've been trying to do here. And so I love the guy. And I love those. I feel like if I was an NBA player, it'd be in the style of a.
Right.
Al Horford. I could see you shooting like
a little
that.
Stiff,
absolutely.
But still effective, you know.
Northeast Men's Clinic, baby.
And for his efforts, he got those sweet Tatums. Did you see those? The
no,
blue
what?
And orange Florida Gator colorway.
Oh,
gator.
Oh cute. Tatum.
The rare gator. Those are
sweet. School colors. The other night, like last week, we were at the game and somebody had one of the Tatums, like the bright blue ones, and it was flying around the stands. They were like throwing it around like a beach ball. It's like, what the heck?
Wait. A shoe?
Exactly. Who throws a shoe?
Plus, you need that to get home. Plus, they're expensive, so why would you do that? That's the voice of Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com. She just gave you a tease for later what her column will be.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.